This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Progressives have been really good at winning the language battle in recent years, particularly by manipulating language, to give you a visualization, a fearful visualization, if you will, to lead to their desired conclusion. A prime example is their use of the word loophole, defined as a means of escape, especially an ambiguity or omission in the text through which the intent of a statute, contract, or obligation may be evaded. When somebody accuses another of exploiting a loophole, he implies that the other is escaping through escaping some legal obligation, exploiting a technicality to violate the, quote, spirit, end quote, of the law. Now, Oregon's Measure 114, for example, in their language, As they were selling this law, as they were selling this and campaigning for it, this was claimed to seek an end to a loophole in federal law. And this particular loophole refers to the federal law that allows it's a law. It's not a loophole. It's not an ambiguity. It's not a mechanism. It's a law that allows a firearm retailer to transfer a firearm to a buyer if the federal government fails to expediently process the legally required federal background check. Now, when you buy a firearm from a licensed retailer in the United States, you are required to undergo a background check. And that is administered by the federal government via the NICS system, the National Instant Criminal Background Check. The check, as the name implies, is supposed to be instant. Instant. And under the same federal law that created the system, if that check languishes for more than 3 days, the purchase and transfer can go ahead. This isn't a loophole that retailers or buyers are exploiting. It's an important check on the system that is intentionally included in the law to accomplish a legislative purpose. 3-day limit does two things. First, it incentivizes the federal government to maintain an expedient system to ensure that peaceable people can purchase constitutionally protected firearms within what Congress determined to be a reasonable amount of time. Second, the time limit prevents the government from weaponizing the background check system, which is something they would love to do. They would love to do it. They're willing to go up to 28 days. You should have to wait 28 days to get a gun in some cases, according to some people. So without limit, the government can simply delay background checks indefinitely as a means of preventing firearm sales. Now, by limiting this a loophole, they refer to it mainly as the Charleston loophole, because this is what happened with Dylan Roof. And what happened with Dylan Roof was that the background check system failed. They did not have listed in there what was going on with him at the time, which I think it was some drug thing or something. He'd been arrested for some drug arrest. That's real good language. Over some drug incident. But whatever it was, he should have been a prohibited person, and that didn't make it. Same thing happened with the Sutherland Springs shooter. It wasn't reported to the NICS that he was a prohibited person. Now, in the case of Dylan Roof, they did not go, he did not pass the instant background check. And 3 days later, he was allowed to pick the gun up. Now, there is a mechanism in place for these things when this happens. If the background check actually comes back and says, okay, this gun that you let go, this was actually, should not have been sold. So if that happens, see, you let your local ATF know, and they go and they get the gun and bring it back to the FFL. But they never finished the background check on Dylan Roof. So in no sense of the word, a loophole. That was a failure. Now, by labeling the 3-day limit a loophole, gun control advocates and politicians are hijacking the negative connotation that people naturally associate with the term. Loophole gives us the sense of unfairness and exploitation, when in reality, this particular provision is a deliberate check on the system. It is not an omission by the law. It's written into the law. It's a feature of the law. And the real problem is that gun control advocates don't like it. But labeling everything the gun control movement doesn't like as a loophole is a tactic. A tactic to take advantage of your presupposition and to advocate for broader and vaguer laws across the nation. You should be free to, buy and own the tools that you see fit to defend your life, your loved ones, and your community. But this has always been about language. This is the way it's been put together, about language. The simple term, assault weapon. Never before, and I think I think it may have actually been coined in the 80s. I can't remember. I can look that up for you, but I'm not doing it right now. But when the term was ginned up, it was ginned up with the idea that by saying the term assault weapon, you get a visualization in your head of some bad guys, some gangbangers, moving with military precision and coming at you to kill you. And you're going to be shot 95 times. That's what it was about. To fool you. Gun violence. That's another thing. That's to make you believe that all violence is gun violence. When in fact all violence is not gun violence. Oh, as a matter of fact, the vast majority of violence is not gun violence. And that's always been the case. Even with the increases we've seen in 2020 and 2021, still most violence occurs without a gun. So by hijacking language, and they do it in every facet of life, because they want to control every facet of your life. They'll get out and tell you that if you want to kill yourself, we're going to help you do that with dignity. And by the same token, they'll also tell you that if you want to buy a gun, you need to wait for about 10 days to actually pick it up, because you might take it and kill yourself. And, that needs to be intercepted and stopped. And for some reason, like lemmings, a lot of Americans buy each and every one of those language thefts. Just buy right into it. That's one of the biggest mysteries to me. Pretty semantic. I'm sure that when I was reading the Dick and Jane readers, I was getting the necessary skill set to see through this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The other day, the New York Times had a walkout. Except for this guy. He apparently stayed there to write this column. Talking about David Brooks. His column reminds us why we shouldn't put faith in opinion writers pontificating from their metropolitan ivory tower. He recently said America would be a much safer country if Americans would simply give up their freedoms and become more like Europe. Which is interesting that you say that in the same paragraph. Give up your freedoms so we can be more like Europe. Which we're always told we need to be like. If we wouldn't hold on to the individual right to keep and bear arms, spelled out in the Second Amendment and reaffirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court, he argues it would be a much safer place. Now remember, if you will, before we go any further, that Europe, especially England has more violent crime per 100,000 than we do by a factor of about 4. Okay? Okay. Now, in his estimation, giving up the ability for self-defense and defense of loved ones would just make crime just, you know, go away. That would take a gigantic culture shift to this country, a revamping of the way we think about privacy, a revamping of the way we think about the role government plays in protecting the common good. He said this out loud during a segment on PBS NewsHour. I think it would be something. I'm glad I don't say some of this stuff. I think it would be good not only to head off shootings, but good to live in a society where we cared more intimately about each other, and I would be willing to give up certain privacies for that to happen. Okay. I don't know what that's got to do with me. I may not be willing to give up certain privacies to help make that happen. I may not be willing to give up any privacies to make that happen. Now, if you want to do it, by all means, this is America. Damn it, it's a free country. You can do what you want. Of course, as he states, he makes these statements and everything, he's, of course, way out of the mainstream of how the rest of America views lawful firearm ownership. We had 21 million background checks for the sale of a firearm in 2020, the most ever in a single year. Last year, Americans submitted to 18.5 million background checks. In 2022, background check figures are headed for the third strongest year on record. And during the week up to and including Black Friday, the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System tallied over 711,000 background checks, with over 192,000 on Black Friday alone. And that was the third busiest day for the FBI's NICS ever. But, listen, unlike most other leftist propositions that we get on a regular basis, Mr. Brooks's proposition actually has a plan on how to actually implement this. So, how would America achieve this utopia that Brooks imagines? Just give up, he says. Just give up your rights, give up your freedoms, submit to an Orwellian state that provides you with all your needs, including the need to kill you. Remember that part. Always keep that in the back of your head. He admits, though, that this wouldn't be easy. And he's very helpful as he explains this. But for many Americans, that would just be a massive cultural shift to regard our community and regard our common good in, more frankly, a European style. I think it would benefit our society in a whole range of areas, but it's hard to see that kind of culture change to a society that's been pretty individualistic for a long, long time. I hate to tell you this, Dave, but in Europe, they have no particular interest in being European at all. Some, you know, like in England. In England, you can get a permit to have a double-barrel shotgun. But if somebody breaks into your house, God help you if you shoot them trying to defend yourself. If they come in there with crowbars to kill you and you shoot them with your shotgun, you're probably going to be the one going to jail, and you may end up getting sued by the assailants. So while you're out there espousing the beauties of the UK and the European style and all that other stuff, just remember that those are things that are foisted upon a population that has no bills of rights. You know, France doesn't have one. They can they see themselves as superior, but they're not. And we broke away from the European style rule for a reason. The founding fathers rejected the British crown's demands to give up guns then. Based on background checks for gun sales, America continues to reject calls for strict gun control. A recent Gallup poll found that support for gun control dropped 9 points from 66% to 57% in an October survey. And the argument that individuals should just give it up has been tried elsewhere with predictable results. Gun owners that comply with gun seizures find themselves unable to protect themselves, while criminals that ignore the law are empowered. A recent report from ABC News in Australia showed that criminals find it easier now to obtain illicit firearms than before the multiple amnesty periods when the government officials collected firearms from Australians. New Zealand instituted its own gun confiscation program and crime spiked. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern ushered in draconian gun control, including confiscation, and the country and crime hit new peaks. The only ones left with guns were the criminals, and that's a lesson that Canada's grappling with now as Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is eyeing his own gun confiscation scheme and banning the transfer of any handguns. Some Canadian provinces are rejecting the heavy-handed measures. And history is replete with examples of regimes that took away its citizens' firearms only to become tyrannical and turn their citizens into defenseless subjects. And those who failed to learn the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. History predicates the future. Not something anybody wants you to really think about. But Brooks, he's wrong to think that ridding ourselves of rights and lawful gun ownership would reduce crime. The answer to rampant crime is more law enforcement and real penalties, not what they're, describing right here. But, you know, that's not the way he sees it. All you got to do is be willing to give up your rights. And everything would be okie dokie. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Homeless shelters are packed in Oklahoma as the Arctic blast caused temperatures to plummet today.
People mainly from Haiti and Venezuela, and there's a lot of confusion about what is going to happen.
Sheila Farley is the manager of the outreach team at the Oklahoma Mental Health Association. Temperatures dropped into single digits with wind chill values as low as minus 20. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is recapping the U.S.'s support for Ukraine. Blinken said support will continue as Ukraine defends itself against Russia through the winter. On working with other nations, he noted Finland and Sweden sought to join the NATO alliance this year. President Biden is set to deliver a Christmas address soon. The White House says it'll be about what unites us as Americans. It will also address the president's optimism for 2023. Dave Collins, USA News.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, House Democrats vetoed a resolution demanding that Attorney General Merrick Garland turn over records related to the FBI's usage of previously secret forms that waived the gun rights of Americans. Waived them away. In October, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and over a dozen GOP members of Congress urged Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray to provide evidence that the FBI stopped stripping people's gun rights with the forms. A further attempt to obtain evidence by Representative Andrew Clyde was quashed on Wednesday afternoon by Democrats in the House Judiciary Committee. Now, that question should get asked again in the next session, hopefully. But the resolution states that Garland would be asked to provide the House no later than 14 days after its passage with a complete and unredacted form and a copy of any documents, records, reports, memos, correspondence, or other communication, either generated or received by the Office of the Attorney General that refers to information on the forms. In addition, Garland would be asked to provide information on how the determination to distribute the forms were made, as well as the prior reasoning for distributing the forms. Clyde, who introduced the resolution in November, told the Washington Examiner that Judiciary Committee Democrats have reaffirmed their refusal to conduct proper oversight and doubled down on their disdain for the Second Amendment, which, that's... I mean, I get it. They don't like it. Clyde said, "We desperately need this information to fully uncover the lengths to which the FBI went to circumvent the Constitution, as well as to ensure unelected anti-gun bureaucrats do not further infringe on Americans' constitutional right to keep and bear arms. He said, I am committed to ensuring we have answers, transparency, and justice. The resolution's introduction was the direct result of a September Daily Caller report uncovering that at least 15 Americans signed those forms between 2016 and 2019. They asked signatories to identify as a danger to themselves or others or lacking mental capacity adequately to contract or manage their lives. How about that? Another form of suicide. Just giving away your rights. That's a thing. That's the thing with the left. They want you to give away your rights and your life and all these other fun things. It's always about taking something from you. They always need to take something from you in order for you to be safe. Don't you know? Because they've stolen the language from you. I know that you're getting tired of hearing this, and I'm never gonna stop telling you this over and over and over and over again. You know, that's a thing. Gun Owners of America Firearms Rights Group obtained the signed forms as part of their ongoing Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the FBI to compel the disclosure of records. They presented the forms at people's homes and in other undisclosed locations beginning in at least 2016 and until December 2019. When the FBI says their usage was discontinued. There are some, of course, that don't believe that was discontinued. Now, GOA and Second Amendment attorneys have said the very existence of the forms which claim to register signatories into the NICS system leave unanswered legal questions. This includes the question of how the form is legal, given that it did not go through the standard process required under federal law for government agencies to receive public comment and approval from the Office of Management and Budget before obtaining information from the public. It's also unclear how the forms align with the Gun Control Act of 1968. The act says someone can be prohibited from owning guns if they are adjudicated as a mental defective or have been committed to a mental institution, but does not say that individuals can rule themselves unfit to own guns. Now, the decision by Democrats not to poke Garland for records to the forms comes just under a month before Republicans will have majority in the House. Green told the Washington Examiner in October that she intends to investigate the FBI over the forms and other agency matters. Jim Jordan, who is poised to become the chairman of the Judiciary Committee next Congress, has also said he plans to investigate the FBI over its usage of the forms. He said, this is part of the political nature of the Justice Department, so if in fact we win in 57 days next Congress, we're definitely looking into the whole political nature. Of course, that has come to pass. House Republicans are planning a broad investigation into the alleged politicization of the FBI and the Justice Department. Jordan released a 1,000-page report on November 4th detailing findings of what whistleblowers have told him and other lawmakers about this phenomenon, which includes the Bureau's alleged padding of domestic violent extremism data. The report said the FBI under the stewardship of Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland is broken. The problem lies not with the majority of frontline agents who serve our country, but with the FBI's politicized bureaucracy. The problem lies, for example, with the FBI hierarchy that spied on President Trump's campaign and ridiculed conservative Americans. The problem lies with FBI bureaucrats who altered and mischaracterized evidence to federal courts and circumvented safeguards and exploited weaknesses in policies and governing investigations and informants to target politically disfavored subjects and to protect favored ones. Of course, up till recently, since this stuff happened in the past, I can say I'm actually remiss in saying that. It's supposed to be based upon due process, whether or not you're adjudicated to be a mental defective or not. You can't sit out there and make that call yourself. Just in the same way, you can't make that call to kill yourself by yourself unless the government gets to help you. You can kill yourself if you get government approval and help. the left. Now, as we go forward in this process and everything else, what we're going to have to do, I want to know whose idea this was to do this. Now, this happened in 26. This was happening during Trump's administration, which is not to say that Trump wanted it done. Trump was too busy fending off everybody. Everybody was against Trump. When somebody gets out there and says Trump's this, Trump's that, Trump was alone. He was alone. And what he managed to accomplish was still nothing short of miraculous. Is he the guy now? I'm not real sure about that. But in 2016 was the end of the Obama administration. Remember that, too. Trump didn't actually get sworn in until 2017. So a lot of it depends on where the one heralding thing about Obama and gun control was that Obama understood that if you put enough people on a prohibited list, gun ownership will go down. So he'd already done that with Social Security. He'd done that with the Veterans Administration. And here it sort of looks like his Department of Justice was trying to create a new list of prohibited people. Time will tell. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Now, last month, a Wisconsin jury convicted Daryl Brooks of first-degree intentional homicide. And they realized that he had weaponized an SUV. And he drove that into a crowd gathered at a Christmas parade last year in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Now, understand this. While he may have weaponized the SUV, the weapon was Brooks. He was the weapon. It's always the case. That car, guns, knives, bludgeons, cords, ropes, heavy objects. None of these things have a moral compass. They're only as malicious as whoever may be wielding them. And when they're actually used for what they're designed to be, they're actually a boon to society. Now, of course, you're never going to hear that from the left, but Mr. Brooks was sentenced to life in prison, as mandated under Wisconsin law. So, and this has happened more than once before, a court of law has determined that a car or SUV can be weaponized. It can be made dangerous. Earlier this year, a German man drove a car into a group of pedestrians in Berlin. He killed one person and injured 14 others. 5 of the injured had life-threatening injuries. According to Reuters, the dead person was a teacher and the injured were students. Bystanders detained the man until a police officer arrived and arrested him. The driver was a 29-year-old German-Armenian man. He drove into the group as they stood on a street corner. Then he drove back onto the road and crashed into a shop a short distance away. According to Iris Spranger, the latest evidence suggests this is a case of a mentally ill person running amok. Earlier this month, a California man drove an SUV into a group of more than 20 young recruits with the Sheriff's Training Academy and Regional Services in Whittier, California. The recruits were out for a morning jog. The crash critically injured 5 of them, with 18 others suffering minor and moderate injuries. Now, the question could be asked, How long is it going to be before the left demands legislation limiting who can own a vehicle so this sort of thing doesn't happen in the United States? Maybe they will want to put limits on how large a vehicle can be or how fast it can travel. And this is just using the logic that they use on gun control. That the problem is the object, the weaponized piece of equipment, and not the person who weaponizes it. Politicians should be out there trying to ban knives and hatchets and cars and anything else that could be used to kill a person, right? They don't do that because even they know they can go too far, but they're going to try that very various other means. Right now they're trying to force us into electric cars. The reason they want electric cars is if they have electric cars, all electric cars are tied into a network. And if they're tied into a network, that means they can be remotely disabled. That's why they want to have smart guns. They would all be tied into a network. Then they can be remotely disabled. So all these things that you have right now, the dumb guns and the cars that you drive that are not tied into a network, and even some combustion engine cars are tied into networks right now. I think mine is, to be honest with you. There's that possibility of these kinds of things happening. Cars can be hacked. So they're going to try. Even now. If I have illustrated nothing to you in the preceding hour and 45 minutes, they're trying very hard in the government to get you to give up your rights, even more of the rights than the, you know, you were locked down for 2 years. They believe they can get you to voluntarily give up more stuff now. The experiment has been passed. You failed the test. We failed the test. Some of us saw it for what it was. New York recently banned plate carriers, or as they call them, bulletproof vests, taking advantage of the fact that the Buffalo shooter who killed 10 people in a supermarket had one of those. Of course, the law they passed wouldn't have prohibited the type of body armor that he wore. Why would they do that? And that is the seminal question, because the seminal answer is very easy. Their goal isn't to stop shootings. Their goal is to ban something. And as you go along with it, you may be doing it because it looks like they're doing something to help. Meanwhile, they refuse to take a hard look, a hard and honest look at the problem. More legislation is not going to do it. Eliminating guns won't stop it. In London, where firearms are essentially outlawed, criminals have simply switched to using knives. And if someone wants to commit violence, he will find a way to do it. Something needs to be done to address mass shootings, but the problem isn't the tool used in the violence. It's the perpetrator. And it's also that they are enabled. Gun-free zones are enablers of violence. They profess to tell you, well, listen, we're gonna ban guns in here for your safety. And then they fail to put up anything in place to actually enforce that. No metal detectors, no armed guards, no nothing. No searches as you're coming through the doors. None of that. So then the gun-free zone is only, it's a moral deterrent against you, the law-abiding. For the criminal looks at that and says, this is beautiful. So many potential victims. So they're going to continue to block true reform that deals with the problem of gun violence and instead pander for votes. But going back to the car thing, you know, a little thing popped up the other day. In France, they're not going to allow short in-country flights anymore, as long as there's an efficient train line that can connect commuters from point A to point B. It's an aggressive effort to lower the country's emissions, they say. And they've banned flight routes for locations where connecting train service would only take 2.5 hours or less. So now they're going to decide in France the method by which people may travel. Huh? They received the green light from the European Commission to start cracking down on ultra-polluting short-haul flights around the country, starting with a ban on three popular flights from Paris Orly Airport. And it will be valid for 3 years, where it will then be reassessed by the EU, or the European Commission, excuse me. However, while this is a step in the right direction, they did not ban private jets. So, look at what's happening as they attempt to steer the rest of the world. This is, you know, David Brooks wants you to be like Europe. Here's Europe. In France, so that would mean that we couldn't fly anywhere in the United States where it would be more convenient here if that were to be adopted internally. If there was a train route we could take, or a bus route we could take, or maybe we could just drive. We're just going to eliminate this one thing. We're just eliminating this one thing to slow it down. In Denmark, though, in the Netherlands, they're seizing farms to meet climate goals set for 2030. So, they want you to walk or be confined to mass transit while they fly in a private jet. And they want you to eat bugs while they dine on the finest meat. Because all of this stuff, well, you know, that's for the elite. Klaus Schwab pushes a dietary transition that sees us eating crickets. And they're going to fly in Maine lobster for state dinners with Macron in France and Nancy Pelosi stockpiling $24,000 worth of ice cream. Hour number three is inbound. We're going to talk to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Harry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.